genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Every show has a theme. Today's theme is productivity and politics. In our first half hour, we talked about politics and the way that we can have a more representative government. Not necessarily productive, but probably necessary. My next guest is going to explode the number one myth about productivity that keeps businesses from experiencing rapid business growth. Along the way, we'll address common factors that derail productivity, things like interruptions. According to my guest, achieving greater productivity is about learning how to utilize your time more efficiently. If you've got the time, you want to join the conversation, call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Yoon Cannon is president of Paramount Business Coach. She helps firms and companies in the service industry to rapidly increase sales and profits. She's been published in ASI's Counselor Magazine, J.P. Morgan Chase's Inc. Magazine, business journals, as well as numerous websites. Yoon Cannon is also a professional speaker. Welcome to the show, Yoon. How are you today?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to be here.
Well, glad to have you here as well. So let's cut right to the core, shall we? A lot of the people listening to the sounds of our voice right now are listening at work, or perhaps they're even owners of their own small business. So what's at the core of why small businesses don't experience rapid growth?
Well, I think one of the key things is to understand how people perceive the definition of productivity. And, you know, the number one myth that I found where people misinterpret productivity is thinking that if they're busy, then they're highly productive. And that's a misnomer. I'll give an illustration. A student once did a science project to see how smart caterpillars really are.
Okay.
So what he did was put a bunch of caterpillars, rest them on the rim of the bowl, and put a lot of the leaves in the middle of the bowl. And what he watched these caterpillars do was they would travel around the rim of the bowl, and they were constantly moving, but they were just going in circles until, sadly, one by one, they were not alive anymore. And they never did get to the food source.
They died of starvation?
Unfortunately, as sadly as it sounds, the science project did track several caterpillars.
Sort of the baton death march for caterpillars.
Yes. So it's...
Hello, Yoon. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, there you are. You're back. Great.
The concept of these caterpillars were busy. They were always on the move. But it didn't mean that they were highly productive. So I want to give you a different definition of productivity.
All right, and what is that?
Productivity is not a person who's very busy. Productivity is the value of your time, the value of what you get, divided by the time that you put into it. So it's all about the return that you're getting on the time that you're putting into things. So what I would like the listeners to think about productivity, it's not so much about what you accomplish or how much you accomplish in terms of how many items you checked off your to-do list. I really believe true productivity is more importantly the measurement of the value of what you accomplished. And this is very key for business owners to move their business in a growth direction.
All right. Now, that's very interesting, Yoon, and it all sounds very academic. Let's give us some examples so we can bring it down to our level and understand a little bit more about the difference, the return on what you get divided by the time that you spend doing it.
Yes. A lot of, to give it a very specific example, one of the points that I have later on that I want to introduce was the use of compartmentalizing mm-hmm. and categorizing your time, recording what you did with your time and what you accomplished with that. And I want to introduce the seven, and that'll make a lot more sense when I introduce it in sequence.
Okay, all right. Well, then let's go through your essential strategies, starting with number one.
Yes. So keep in mind, what I'm after is not just what can you do or how can you get things done more efficiently. I want you to really think about productivity in terms of how can you utilize your time most effectively. So I'm going to give you an acronym, and I'd like to use the word profit for this eight essential strategies.
Profit. We all love profit.
We all love profit. So that's the whole point of productivity, is to help you increase your profit. So the first key word being purpose, the first strategy would be get very clear about your desired end result. So with purpose, it's important that when you think about your productivity, it's got to come from motivation, of what's motivating you. And you need to know what's motivating you, both for work and life. And a lot of listeners may be familiar already with establishing SMART goals.
Right.
SMART being specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely.
Now, Yoon, you bring up a good point about knowing your purpose and knowing the why of what you're doing. Now, we had on Simon Sinek yesterday, who is the author of the book Start With Why, and he gave us some very compelling reasons that companies that know the why of what they're doing excel and achieve more than companies that don't. So that's right in line with what you're saying here, point number one on purpose.
I agree, and that impacts your productivity. In fact, you know, we all know that a lot of companies during this recession have had to do layoffs and downsizing. And J.P. Morgan Chase had called me to ask me advice on how their corporation could get more done with less staff. So where should they start? And, you know, just as you referenced, Simon, my recommendation is starting with a very specific vision planning, not just a vision planning for the company, but a goal-setting planning with the employees, knowing exactly what your employees also want as the desired end result. So the why with what Simon's talking about is what I refer to as your core ideology. And the thing is, when you're a large corporation like 3M or Walmart, defining the why seems to be a standard step in the whole startup process. But when you're an independent business owner or professional, this is a step that a lot of people skip right over. And the core ideology, the why behind what you're doing, is a huge factor that drives productivity.
Well said, well said. We're talking to Yoon Cannon, everybody. She is a productivity expert. She is also president of Paramount Business Coach. And we're talking about her eight essential strategies to boost productivity and profits. We just did number one, which was purpose. What is the next in your acronym of profits? It obviously begins with the letter R. So what is that?
It begins with the letter R, yes. I'd like to have people focus on refocus. Refocus. Now, the third strategy, by the way, we said strategy number one is get clear about your desired end result.
Mm-hmm.
Strategy number two is to get very clear about the why. So refocusing brings us to strategy number three. A very simple step that a lot of people skip over is schedule 30 minutes a day to have a daily meeting with yourself.
A daily meeting with myself?
Yes.
Well, that would be a very quiet meeting.
Well, let me give you...
Hello, Yoon, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. You're back.
Agenda to cover.
Okay.
The five R's of refocus. And here's what you want to think about when you're having a meeting with yourself. First, record your time contemporaneously. So I would recommend, even if listeners do this for 2 weeks, it's amazing what you can do to improve your productivity if you knew where your productivity currently stood. One of my biggest productivity proverbs is performance measured is performance gained. So make a habit of recording your time contemporaneously as to what you did with the time.
Okay.
The second R would be review it. Review it means just look at it. So in that 30-minute daily meeting with yourself, look at what you just recorded from the day previous. The third R is reevaluate. And that would be more or less a time audit. So much like an expense audit where you can see where you're spending your money to build your business, a time audit helps you see where you can tighten things up on your time. And this is just this one step alone. For a lot of my law firm clients, they have seen significant increase in billable hours just with this one habit alone.
All right.
Recording.
So, help us put some picks and shovels into the hands of the listeners so we can get to work on this. If we had to do a time audit, what does one do in a time audit? Let's say, you know, you look at your list, and I spend an hour every day talking on the phone to clients. I spend 20 minutes every day with interruptions. I've got another 2 hours of meetings. How would you go about evaluating or auditing your time?
Well, you want to take a look at clustering. You know, studies show that when you cluster your tasks, that you get more done in less time, and your quality of what you got done is a lot higher than if you would segregate it and separate it throughout the course of the week. So you want to see opportunities where you can cluster. You also want to look for opportunities, which brings us to the fourth R, is where can you reduce your time drain? You know, when I speak to business owners, I hear all the time that they're feeling scattered, overwhelmed, and that overwhelmed feeling essentially ends up immobilizing them. So instead of getting anything done, they get nothing done because there's too much to do.
Mm.
So where can you reduce your time drain? And some of it could be simple things you can delegate. And other things in terms of the business, some businesses may have to really consider dropping and pruning back their bottom 20% of clients that don't produce enough margin.
In this environment, you would suggest cutting back any client at all, huh?
That is a strategy that's very effective for a lot of companies to be able to focus more of their time and energy on the clients who produce 80% of their volume. So if productivity is a problem and there's not enough time to get everything done, that is certainly a major area that for many companies makes a lot of sense.
Great. We're talking to Yoon Cannon, everybody. She is a productivity expert and president of Paramount Business Coach. All right, so you've gone through the R's, record your time, review your list, reevaluate or do a time audit, reduce the time drains. Are there any more things that we can do to refocus on the why of why we're in business?
Well, you can. The last R is repurpose. In terms of productivity, this can double and triple your productivity. So as you're taking a look at where is the time that you've been spending during the week? So I'll give you an example, Bill. One of my chiropractor clients, I noticed that he was spending an inordinate amount of time educating his patients. Now, educating your patients is a great, great thing for the patient, but he was spending a lot of time doing that. So we proposed to repurpose that education portion and had him videotape it. So he sees patients who predominantly have the same five or six issues, and he goes through the same educational component. So on the video, the patient gets the face-to-face time with the chiropractor and then sits and listens and watches a 30-minute video. And that way, he can spend that 30-minute time with another patient. Repurposed, it also got repurposed a third way for marketing. So that time alone, he didn't have to spend on a separate day to do his marketing. All we did was use the video and put it up on YouTube. So he saved 30 minutes, about approximately four times a day, where he had to go through the same educational aspect. That saved him 500 hours a year.
Wow.
500 hours, Bill, is 62 and a half working days that it freed him up.
Wow.
Yeah. So the chiropractor could essentially take a two-month vacation and still get the same results he accomplished last year.
That's very impressive. We're talking to Yoon Cannon, everybody. She's given us her 8 strategies for being more productive. Yoon, we've got a break. We've got to be productive here as well. We've got to pay some bills. So when we come back, I just want to tease the audience. We've gone through the first 2 of your 8, which is purpose, refocus. When we come back, we want to pick it up with the 3rd on your list. It's something that begins with the word O. And we'll be back after this short break.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is productivity and politics. We talked politics in the first half hour. Now we're talking productivity with my special guest, Yoon Cannon. She is president of Paramount Business Coach. She has 8 essential strategies to help boost productivity and profits for any business. And just before we went to break, she was telling us about one little tip that she gave to a chiropractor that freed up how many hours, Yoon, in the year that he freed up for him?
500 hours.
500 hours.
62 working days.
Incredible. All right, so we're going through, and we've done, it's an acronym. It begins with the letter P for purpose, R for refocus. That brings us to O. What is O?
O would be organized. So strategy number 4 is schedule 15 minutes a day to get organized. And if you do this consistently on a daily basis, it won't be such a huge volume at the end of the month. But I also recommend to schedule somewhere between 2 and 3 hours once a month to purge. Now, the simple thing of organization may not sound like it's a high priority, but it ends up being a high priority when you're not organized. Not being organized not only drains you more time wasted in looking for things, but I'll tell you what's more devastating, the lack of organization is the root cause of mistakes. And having to make good on those mistakes is a huge drain on your productivity. And just to give you 2 examples, one of my franchise clients had no idea that simple mistakes is what was the reason that cost her 30% in lost customers. There's another example. These mistakes can easily turn into malpractice suits for a lot of my law firm clients. The national average for legal malpractice is that substantive errors account for 47% of malpractice suits.
Wow.
So spending 15 minutes a day to just get organized on a daily basis really will help prevent future losses in productivity.
All right, so that's O. What does F stand for in your acronym?
F is function. The key word is function. Strategy number 5 is segment your greatest value. Now, it's pretty obvious if you're a doctor, you think his greatest value is seeing patients and being a doctor. The greatest value of a CPA is seeing his clients and doing their tax return work. But it's not uncommon for me to meet with business owners who really aren't spending enough time in their greatest value, and they're distracting themselves doing things that they're overqualified to do. As an example, Beth is one of my San Diego clients. She has an accounting practice, and after getting to know what was happening in her business, we discovered that she was doing way too many administrative duties, and she was also taking too many personal breaks that broke her momentum. But when we finally laid out the function and segmented that, 50% of her time should be devoted to client work, 25% of her time for her should be managing her staff, 15% was for marketing, and 10% for business planning and development. This is just the specific profile of how it worked out for her. But I'll tell you, even having that for Beth, that helped her really focus on choosing to spend her time on what she is the greatest value for. So when you're super clear on your functions, it becomes a lot easier to do the 4 D's. The 4 D's in this principle would be decide quickly, delete, delegate, defer, or do.
All right.
If you know your key functions, it becomes a lot easier to decide quickly what you should do with all the tasks that come on your desk.
All right. Now, many of the listeners of The Sound of Our Voice, Yoon Cannon, are small business owners, 1 or 2-person shops, 3-person shops, that kind of stuff. A little bit harder to do. So let's go through the 5 D's real quickly. Decide, delete.
Mm-hmm. Delete. What can you delete that is not important?
And that means just get rid of it forever. Nobody in the whole place does it. Okay.
Yes, get rid of it. Dump it. It's not to go through. Delegate. So for a small business owner who may not have a staff, another word for delegate for you would be to outsource. And there are some very great resources, cost-effective, affordable options to outsource the simplest tasks, the mundane, the tedious, that happen over and over again, to outsource those activities.
Okay.
And defer would be do it at a later time. It's not urgent for today.
Right. And do, of course, is to do. Makes sense. All right. So that's function, the fourth in your acronym. The next is I. What does I stand for?
The fourth key word is interruptions. So strategy number 6 is manage your interruptions. And too often, when I'm speaking to people who all agree they are overwhelmed with the constant interruptions, but the mindset that I run into is that they don't believe they have any control over those interruptions. So you have to ask yourself, are you managing your interruptions, or are your interruptions managing you?
All right. So give us some tips, because interruptions plague all of us. How can we better manage those interruptions?
Well, I'll give an example, yes. I had an opportunity to coach a guy named Tony. Tony was a director of something for an international company. And the problem he was having with his work is he was really struggling to get the key things done that the company hired him to do. He needed to get proposals out that took a lot of time, research, but he also needed to be accessible to people at the company. They had a very open door policy, open door culture. The floor plan was even open. Nobody had a private office. It was all cubicles. So this was really challenging to handle all the interruptions. So a couple of things that we implemented with Tony, and it proved to be very effective. He decided to have a system, a red-green system, on his cubicle. He would put up a red sign that just meant for everybody he cannot be interrupted, or a green sign, which meant he has his open door policy now. He also tried doing the hours, promoting which hours people can anticipate that he'll be open on a regular basis.
Sort of like store open hours.
Yes. And which hours he is not available that he needs to focus on his other activities. He did promote the deadlines and the projects he was working on. He found that was very helpful for the people who did interrupt him. If they knew more about what he was working on, they tended to be a lot more conscientious about not interrupting him.
Mm-hmm.
He also reserved a conference room. When the conference room was available, he would reserve it. And when he got the conference room, a key thing, he closed the door. Now, this is a huge thing in an open door policy of a culture in a corporation. But that is important if you need to buckle down and get some deadlines done. Another thing he did was he reserved a shared office space. That was a private space when the conference room was not available. And a key thing in here is not only did he close the door, but even for the few people who were bold enough to interrupt him, he removed the chairs out of the room. So if they did come in, open the door, and interrupt him, at least they didn't have a chair to sit down and chit-chat with.
I love it. We're talking to Yoon Cannon, everybody, productivity expert, and she's going through the 8 strategies to increase productivity. Yoon, that is part of your acronym, so that is the I portion of it. That brings us to the letter T. What does T stand for?
T stands for technology. So we're talking about how can we power boost your productivity. Well, we're living in a fantastic world of technology. Strategy number 7 would be practice using one new technology a month.
Wow, that sounds rather daunting.
Well, that's a good goal. Now, for some people, if that does seem daunting, Bill, I would suggest then drop the goal to one new technology every other month. But here what I'm doing is I'm setting a very specific, measurable goal as an action plan as a part of the strategy. So let me give an example. A lot of the solopreneurs that I work with, you know, they have to do everything, and they want to get their marketing out, but they don't have time to sit there and submit their articles to 100 different article sites.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technology, practice using a new technology could look like this. They could take a look at contentcrooner.com. This is what I would consider technology, that this is a syndicator that would send your articles to a great number of sites rather than doing it one by one.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Improve technology.
Mm-hmm.
Another idea to improve technology, for example, there's so many resources and so many great companies out there that will help your productivity. PhoneTag.com transcribes the voicemails into emails. And I know if you're anybody like me, Bill, I can read a lot faster than I can listen someone's messages.
Absolutely.
That can slice out, you know, a good portion of your time each day. Now, there's another site called speak-write.com, and that site will transcribe your dictation. So, this morning I spoke to a business owner who has a heating HVAC company, and she had some really great topics that she was passionate about in terms of what people should look for in a good HVAC company. And when I suggested for her to write articles about this and get some special reports out, she said, I've been wanting to do that for years, but I just can't sit down and write. And I told her, I said, Debbie, you just spent 10 minutes with me, and that was a huge amount of information you just gave me. So what Debbie could have done is go to speakright.com and have, and they'll transcribe the dictation for her.
All right, Yoon. Now, how much would something like speaks-right.com, how much would that cost?
You know, I don't have all their exact fees in front of me, but if you just go on their website,
it'll have it all.
I know I have, when I had taken a look at it, it was all in the very affordable range for a solopreneur.
Solopreneur. All right, good. Real quickly, one or two others that we could use technology to advance us.
Sure. A portable scanner is a big technology piece that I find is helpful to many people. I see a lot of people upping their networking activity, and they're collecting all these business cards everywhere they go, and then the follow-up never happens. Well, you want to make your networking productive, and in order to do that, you need to follow up. But they're not following up because these business cards are scattered everywhere, and they can't remember who they met where. So if you invest, a portable scanner usually runs about $150. $150 for a portable scanner, and it's in the car with you. You can just scan it after each event, and it's all ready, set to go.
Very cool. Very cool. We're talking to Yoon Cannon, everybody, productivity expert. She's also the president of her own company, which is Paramount Business Coach. Yoon, if you wanted to direct people to a website, where would you direct them to learn more about you?
Yes. The site is www.paramountbusinesscoach.com.
ParamountBusinessCoach.com. Yoon, we've only got about a minute left, so let's tie it all together with the last letter in your acronym, S. What does S stand for, and let's tie this all together.
Yes. Yeah, S stands for systematize your time. So strategy number 8 is design and use a time template. And for those listeners who might not understand what I'm talking about with a time template, I really want to offer that the easiest way is for you to see what it looks like. And I'd be happy to email it to you. You just got to email me, and I'll send it over to you. My email is info@paramountbusinesscoach.com. I'll show you how a time template looks. It's color-coded. It's great because it limits when you're on the phone and doing emails to just once or twice a day. It works because you're clustering. It forces you to cluster your tasks. It works because your brain subconsciously blocks out the distractions that don't pertain to the color code at hand. And it automatically compartmentalizes your to-do list. So these are templates. There's 2 other forms that go alongside with that, and I want to offer that to anybody who would like to take advantage of that.
Well, that's a very generous offer. We're talking to Yoon Cannon, everybody. She is the president of Paramount Business Systems. Yoon, great tips for being more productive. Thank you very much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
No problem. My pleasure. And that brings us to the end of another show. You've been listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Coming up next is Living Your Inspired Life with Susan Burrell. We end each show by saying, go out and be the change you want to see in the world. Remember, the leaders of the past didn't hold with today's conventions, and neither will the leaders of tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everyone.